Okay, so my father, he told me early on, see, boy, your little white friends, they think life is fun and games.
Uh-huh.
But not you. This ain't a game. Understand, your life is war. And to fight this war, you have first to train your mind to see the possibilities. You always have to be two steps ahead. But Pops, he had my attention, and he pulls out a chessboard. The only way to win this contest is to stay that two steps ahead of your opponent, to make them compete on your field, not the other way around. So I started playing this ancient game, this game of kings, of emperors. Slowly, I learned. First, I learned to lose. I hate to lose, but I really hate to lose quickly. So I learned to spot my father's traps. Then I learned to anticipate his next move. And finally, I attempt to peer over the horizon. I try to see two moves ahead. The queen, the knight, the bishop, even the pawn, they all make sense to me. I can anticipate where they might go, what the ramifications and repercussions of their dance might be. Then I go to school, and I play chess against my friend Matt. I have trained to beat him by thinking two moves ahead. But instead of me whipping him, Matt whips me. I stare at the remainder of my army, my king bent in defeat, and I ask them, how? How did you do that? And he tells me that he always tries to think three moves ahead. So I try again. Three moves ahead. I will think four. And sometimes I can beat Matt. And I go about my life, occasionally playing this game, reminding myself to think ahead. And two weeks ago, I had the insomnia. 3 a.m, I leave. I walk to go get a donut. Because I'm insane and I never have been to the donut shop at 3 a.m. Colonial Donuts at Lakeshore Avenue in Oakland. And there's a line, yo. A line, crazy. Bunch of rough-looking characters. Leather, big fellas, scowling. It takes me a moment to realize what they're scowling at. Not at me. At chessboards. Half a dozen set up in the donut shop at 3 a.m. But these, they have the timers. And you have to make your move in just a few seconds. And this guy, he sees me looking. He motions towards the board and he says, $20. And I'll take that bet. Because what this clown doesn't know is I think four moves ahead. He wipes the board with me. How'd you do that? Man, you're up in your head. You're trying to think too much. You have to see the board. Look at the board. We play again. Look at the board. And he beats me again. But for a moment, for a brief nanosecond, I do see it. The board itself. I see the power. I see the fault lines. I see the weaknesses, and I see it. And today, on Snap Judgment, perhaps you will see it too. From WNYC, we proudly present Gambit. Amazing stories from real people. My name is Glenn Washington. If you're going to eat donuts at 3 a.m, play chess while you're doing so. When you're listening. Listen. To Snap Judgment.
Snap.